big, big thank you to our next guest. He's Tommy Hicks, beat writer covering South Alabama athletics for AL.com, Alabama Media Group, Mobile Press Register. Tommy, how are things in the capital city of Montgomery as the Jags go bowling for the first time?
They are just capital.
very politically correct statement to make right there. Nicely done. How you been?
I've been well. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm like everybody else. We're getting some business taken care of before we get to Christmas. And for South Alabama, I'm going to guess a lot of these guys, most of them Alabama kids, have been to Montgomery before, but I'm also going to guess this is the most enjoyable trip that they have ever had there.
Yeah, I'm guessing that is absolutely true. They've really taken to getting invited. There was some mystery there right at the end of the season. They didn't finish the regular season like they had wanted, but felt their body of work was well enough to get them one of the three Sun Belt invitations. And then when that came true, they've really been very focused and very concentrated on preparing for this week. And I think they're going into the game as well as they could.
I've talked about this before. In fact, I had Wright Waters on the show last week, and we were talking about how for so many college players, they just don't get a chance to, when they go on the road, all they ever see is the airport, the team hotel, and the stadium they're playing in. I mean, it's a quick deal, no fun, it's all business, it's all work, and this is the one time, even if it may not be your typical destination stop like Montgomery, they really do get a chance to enjoy themselves because they roll out the red carpet, they get several days, they actually get some downtime in the city, and people go out of their way to make sure it's an enjoyable time rather than just a football game that takes place.
Yeah, absolutely, and they're taking advantage of all that. I know that the team went to the Rosa Parks Museum yesterday. Today they went to a local veterans hospital and visited with some of the veterans. Tonight there's a pep rally and I think a parade later on. Christmas parade is downtown Montgomery tonight. A lot of things for them to take part in. And just the fact that you know, as you said, you come in and it's not just a bang, 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 and then you're out of here and you don't really get to see anything. They've had an opportunity to spend time together as a team and then meet the other team and hang out and get to talk about football, and but also just to kind of enjoy the city that they're visiting. So I think you're absolutely right, and certainly right is correct, that the bowl games mean a lot more when you're able to come in and relax and prepare for a football game as you normally would, but enjoy your surroundings a little bit.
They're going to play at 8:15 Central tomorrow night. They get prime time on ESPN. That's pretty good for a program that's not even, what, 5 years old now?
This is their sixth season, so, yeah, that's huge. Making a bowl game, it was certainly a big step for them. The national TV exposure will only add to that for a program that's, you know, trying to build and has done a really good job from year one to year six to get to where they're at.
Talking to Tommy Hicks, beat writer covering South Alabama, among many other things, for the Alabama Media Group and AL.com. Tommy, the Camellia Bowl with South Alabama and Bowling Green tomorrow night, that's big, but it's part of that gives you exposure, as you mentioned, to try to improve recruiting. Well, the dismantling of the UAB program has done a lot in a very short amount of time, it looks like, on the recruiting front for Joey Jones. They get a new offensive coordinator, several new players. I know that's not the way you want to see it happen because he has friends that were on that staff. But at the same time, for Joey and USA, that's got to be quite the additions they're making there.
It is, and they are certainly taking advantage of those relationships. Brian Benson has already been hired as offensive coordinator. He's been working with the team for a week. He was here 3 years prior to the year at UAB as quarterback's coach for South. So he knows the system and knows the players. It was an easy decision to go ahead and let him coach in this game, and he's done that but also his connection with UAB has really helped have to bring in a lot of those players. They now have seven guys from UAB coming with the announcement. We just posted this just a few minutes ago, so we could do like a breaking news music.
Please do, because it may be the one I'm thinking, and if it is, that'd be pretty dadgum big for them.
Well, it's not that one, I don't think. I think you're thinking of the running back.
Yeah.
They certainly have him in their sights, and Jordan has not made his decision yet. I think a decision is coming maybe Sunday night or Monday, somewhere along that lines. But they are adding a former player, Josh McGee, who was here after his time in Alabama, transferred here, sat out, and just before he was to begin playing for South, which would have been this current season, his dad became very ill, and he asked for a release to be closer to home, and he was granted that release, and NCAA granted him immediate eligibility with UAB. So he played the season there, but now with the dismantling of the program, he's announced that he's going to be one of the seven guys that are coming from UAB back. He's coming back to South Alabama, so that certainly helps him. I mean, South, this has been, you hate what has happened for UAB, just absolutely hate that. But when you look at their staff, Bill Clark, the head coach, was the defensive coordinator here. Jawan Walker was the secondary coach of South. He's the defensive coordinator. And then, of course, you have Brian Vincent. And there's some other guys who have connections to South Alabama who are on that staff. So you certainly hate it for those guys. But it's good to see some of those players, and in Vincent's case, a coach, get an opportunity to continue doing what they want to do and have it happen in the state.
You got to know Bill pretty well during his time there in Mobile. Had a great run at Prattville before he got to South. Incredible job in one season at his alma mater, probably even more impressive what he did this year at UAB, and in fact yesterday or early today, the media named him the CUSA Coach of the Year. What do you think's going to happen for him in the short term in his coaching career?
Well, I think the options are going to be up to him. I think the options are going to be many. I mean, if you look at what he's done and how he's handled himself, I mean, beyond being a really terrific coach, he's one of the great people that you will ever meet. And you know this. I know you spent some time with him. He's just a terrific guy. And again, you just hate what happened, mainly for the people involved. Certainly that's true in Bill's case. But he's going to be able to go and do whatever he wants. If he wants to be a defensive coordinator again in a D1 program, that's going to be offered. But I think a D1 coaching job is going to be there. He certainly proved himself in 1 year. And I think it's just going to be deciding where he wants to go and where he wants to land. I am of the impression that he has so many years in the state system. I think he's getting really close to 25, that I think he probably would like to stay in the state, if that's possible, and continue that. But I don't know how big a factor that might be. That's just me throwing something out there. I know he's got to be getting close to 25 years in that state retirement system, which would be huge.
Hey, go ahead. No, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying, I think that will weigh in on his decision.
Tommy Hicks, AL.com, joining us here on Tide 99.1. The future for Joey Jones looks pretty bright as well. This is a guy who's built two programs from scratch, Birmingham Southern at the Division III level, now South Alabama at D1. They've gone to a bowl. I know he's got no plan necessarily to leave, but don't you feel like if they're able to follow this up, maybe win a Sun Belt title or be right there in contention again, that he's going to start getting some calls as well if he hasn't already?
I would think so, but I would think in Joey's case it would have to be the right job.
Exactly.
He's so comfortable here. His family loves it here. He's obviously grew up here and is from here, and his lifestyle away from the football field really suits him here. So I think that would certainly be a factor. Now, opportunities, if they're really big and really good, you have to take them. Certainly, Joey, with the job that he's done here, is going to get the opportunity to say yay or nay to some other program soon, I would think.
Tell me about the commitment they've got there at South for this. I know you got a great AD. You got a community that really, really loves football. it's primarily an Alabama mm-hmm. town, but you're far enough away from it, Tommy, that there's not really the conflict as it was perceived to be with UAB, whether it was truly there or not. It's a really good place to have this program from an administrative and financial standpoint. Where's their commitment to be able to try to take this to another level?
Well, of course, the next step in that is an on-campus stadium. And that's certainly something that they want to do and something that is being whispered about. They're not talking about it publicly, but they're certainly talking about it amongst themselves and hoping to make that happen. Now, that is a huge financial commitment, as you well know. And in these days and times, that makes it even tougher to do that. But I think that will be the next logical step. And you're right. I mean, to hold up the UAB and the South Alabama programs and what has happened to UAB and what's going on here at South Alabama, obviously the key is the Board of Trustees. The Board of Trustees here is independent of just, you know, Workforce South is not part of the system, not part of the Alabama system as the UAB one is. And so it was the Board of Trustees who wanted football and that approved football. So they have that support from there. Joel Erdman, their AD, is very firmly behind football and wants to see the program continue to grow and is doing his part to make that happen. Certainly Joey and his staff and the players they're bringing in and the success they've had is making that happen as well. And you're seeing the numbers in enrollment, just basic enrollment in the school has increased since football has been established. So it has been something that's been not just an athletic program plus, but a plus for the university as a whole.
Yeah, and last thing, Troy making a change, Larry Blatney stepping down. I know how we both feel about him, and happy that he gets the opportunity to go ahead and enjoy some retirement. But that's got to re-energize their program to get a guy that they're familiar with, young guy, new blood, but familiarity at the same time. The within the league and for South Alabama, they've been kind of able to take the upper hand there, but I've got to think it's going to be even more of a battle now with the changes at Troy.
Well, certainly that's going to be Neil Brown's mission, that's yeah. for sure. And he's a guy that can make that happen. I mean, he's very young, he's very energetic, he's producing a really good staff there at Troy. He's building a good staff of guys, and there is that. I mean, as much as all the great things that Larry Blakeney did for that university, he's done so much for them. He put them in this position, and now the torch has been passed to Neil Brown to kind of continue that. Certainly, Troy hasn't had seasons the past couple of years that they had wanted to have, so sometimes when you get that new blood, much like Vincent coming in real quickly here at South Alabama, you get that little energy charge, and I think that's certainly going to help Troy. Having Neil Brown there, a guy who knows the area, knows the school, knows the athletic, but also can bring in some newness to the program as well.
Tommy, always appreciate the chance to talk with you. Thanks so much for the time today. And if I don't get to talk to you, hope you have a great Christmas, bud.
Thanks, buddy. You too. Hope to see you soon.